Let's go on. So in the Mishnah, there's a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda about whether the non-Jew is allowed to pay the Jew within a few days of the holiday. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Nifratin Mehen, that the guy's allowed to pay the Jew because it's meitzar, it's like a pain, it bothers you. The guy is upset that the guy gives money. And the Chachamim say, you know what? It's forbidden because afal pisha meitzar achshav sameach ula acharzman, that the guy is going to be happy later on. So we began this Gemara last time before Rabbi Kanerfogel rudely interrupted us by walking by. But the Gemara, actually, I probably should not have put that on tape, right? That was bad.
Let's start again.
You can call by that it's a joke.
What?
You can call by that it's a joke.
It's a joke, okay. I don't think it's a problem. But the Gemara asks, one second, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't take into account future things. Rabbi Yehuda denies taking into account the future, but we learned in Maseches Moed Katan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yisha lo tasa b'moed, neshal nivo hula. Umod Rabbi Yehuda besid sheichol lakaflo b'moed, sheto flaso b'moed. Afa pisha mitzira achshav smecha hi la'achar zman. Right? Effectively, I think one of you pointed out last time that this is still a thing, that people put like these masks on their face, and it's like uncomfortable, but you're happy later on that it makes you look good. My mother used to always be into wearing these masks. So when I came back from my year in Israel, I bought her like a bunch of like Dead Sea mud, and she was like so grateful because I bought her mud. You know, like, what could be better? But maybe Huda says that if the mask basically will come off b'moed, it is it's permitted, because although it bothers you at the beginning, apparently makes your face feel like very tight, it's like uncomfortable, correct? But smecha hi la'achar zman, so that's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, hanach l'huchas moed, dekulhu meitzar achshav smecha la'achar zman. The Gemara answers that Reb Yehuda generally does not take the future into account, but the halachas of Chol HaMoed are special, that the entire yesod of Hilchos Chol HaMoed is that right now it bothers you and you'll be happy later on. That's the entire yesod of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Then the Gemara gives a second answer, that Ovekochonim Peiraon La'olam Meitzar, that Goyim are always upset when it comes to Peiraon. So I want to just stop here and pause for 2 minutes on the two terutzim of the Gemara. The second terutz of the Gemara, I think, in some ways, is less exciting than the first terutz. The second terutz of the Gemara is saying that Goyim are always Meitzar, Goyim are always Meitzar on Peiraon. It always bothers Goyim that they have to pay up. Meaning to say that they're not going to be happy that later on, they'll look at their ledger and see that they don't owe money, because the guy thinks that he or she will never have to pay up. The guy in his or her mind thinks that they're never going to have to pay the chov, and if that's the case, the guy is saying, you know what? I'm never happy at all. Paying money never makes the guy happy. I was thinking that perhaps this is a similar idea to what the Gemara has in later on in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Aleph and Maseches Sanhedrin, which is that although for a Yisrael, Gezeila Pachos Mishava Pruta Yonat Chayiv Misa, but for Goyim, even Pachos Mishava Pruta Yonat Misa. No? When the guy steals him in Pachos Mishav Pruta, the guy's Chayiv Misa. What's the pshat? The pshat is, the Gemara says, that Goyim don't have Mechila. Meaning, they are makbid on every single morsel of money. Again, you could learn the Gemara slightly differently, but if we learn the Gemara this way, so it's consistent with our Gemara. That what our Gemara is saying is that Goy le'inyan peiraon is la'olam meitzar. It bothers you that you lose money, even though you know there's a decent chance that you would lose it anyway. Right? It sounds like the opposite of what we think, right? Usually people think of Jews as being like very cheap, very, right? But the Gemara, again, at least this is what I was thinking of today. I don't think you have to say this pshat. It just seems to me that this is a possibility for how to understand the Gemara. Sounds reasonable? Good. Next. First answer of the Gemara. The first answer of the Gemara is that Hilchas Chol HaMoed is always Meitzer Achshav and Smeichal Achar Zman, and therefore you can't compare Hilchas Chol HaMoed to any other area of halacha. It seems that this might be a tremendous yisod in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. V'afareshet sichati. Hilchos Chol HaMoed is the hardest area of halacha that we encounter on a pretty regular basis. Because Hilchos Shabbos, there are lametes molachos, but you generally know what to do. Hilchos Yontiv, so okay, chveis, cooking is permitted. Right? Carrying is permitted. Right? It's pretty much the same as Shabbos. Chol HaMoed, like, are you allowed to go apple picking or you can't go apple picking on Chol HaMoed? Right? On Chol HaMoed, what's mutter, what's usser? It's not at all clear. And not only is it not at all clear, but you take out, like, the English language Hilchos Chol HaMoed book, because, like, what the heck, you could buy for $12, and you start reading it, and you see, like, well, we permit something if it's a davar ha'aved, but if there's tircha yaseira, we don't permit davar ha'aved. Well, first of all, why is davar ha'aved permitted? I'm going to lose money, so I could go to work? That does not sound like Orthodox Judaism. Right? If I could go to work whenever I would lose money, that would be the most amazing, My nephew commented that I use this expression, the most amazing modern Orthodox kula ever. Tehila's brother-in-law made this comment that I use modern Orthodox in a different way than my wife uses modern Orthodox. But this kula would be like worth $1 million, no? Oh, it's mutter because davar ha'ave. Wowza! Where did that come in? Right, did this ever bother you? And like, on Chol HaMoed, we make on stuff that you're allowed to do malacha if it's not ma'isa uman. If it's with Tzorech HaMoed, no? So let's say I need to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, and you're me, that you're born with like 17 thumbs, and like other fingers don't work so well, so you're allowed to build a sukkah, because it's not a Ma'isa Omen, and it's with Tzorech HaMoed, right? You need the, again, I'm assuming that you're building a sukkah on sukkah, it's not on Pesach, right? It's with Tzorech HaMoed. But if it's Ma'isa Omen, you can't do it with Tzorech HaMoed. But if it's Tzorech HaRabim, you can't. Like, what is going on here? Right? It's really very hard to understand Hilchos Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara already in Chagiga on Yud Ches tells us that Hilchos HaMoed are like Haramim Hatzluyim Besaira, no? It's like big mountains that are hanging by a single thread. And it's not really clear what's permitted on Chol HaMoed, what's Aser. More than that, the very nature of Malacha and Chol HaMoed, Tosfos in Chagiga Yud Ches discusses, is Isser Malacha B'Moed is an Isser D'Oraisa and Isser D'Rabbanan, no? Not at all clear. Right? Where in the Torah does it say you can't do Malacha and Chol HaMoed? So Gemara in Chagiga Yud Ches has like a whole bunch of different drushes. Each drusha like sounds weirder than the next. It's really hard to understand what the yesod of Malacha and Chol HaMoed is. So, Rav Schechter always points out that the Keren Ora at the beginning of Maseches Moed Katan develops a tremendous yisod. The Keren Ora basically tells us that Malacha and Chol HaMoed is usser because most people in the world are not happy when they go to work. And we have a mitzvah on Chol HaMoed of Simchas Yantiv, no? Simchas Yantiv is a mitzvah. Anoshim b'rayu lahem, noshim b'rayu lahem, whatever the mitzvah is. There's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv. So one second, if there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv, and going to work will take away my simcha, so says the Keren Ora, that's the Isser of Malacha b'chol HaMoed. The Isser Malacha is a bitul of Simchas Yantiv. I thought if this is correct, there might be a difference between Malacha and Chol HaMoed, Pesach and Malacha of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, no? Because Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the Pashtus is you have a separate mitzvah every single day. each day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, each day of the Yontiv, is a separate Yontiv, a different carbon. It's like a separate mitzvah simcha. Chol HaMoed Pesach, one could argue that it's a mitzvah of simcha throughout the entire Yontiv, and if I'm a kind of mitzvah simchas Yontiv one time, so perhaps that counts for the whole time. Right? There's a famous exchange of letters that Rabbi Simon points out between, I think I said this over at my son's bris. No, I said this over the Friday night at my son's bris, because my son's bris was on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So there's a famous exchange of letters about, you know, some poskim feel that you have a mitzvah to drink a revius of wine on every day of Chol HaMoed, because that's simchas yontif, at least for a man, right? Anoshim b'reilahem, simchas yontif for men involves drinking wine. I once said this over at my show. They said, so one of the women raised her hand and says, one second, I like to drink also. So I said, okay, if you like to drink, so that could be the mitzvah as well. But simchas yontif is to drink a revius of wine, many assume, assuming that you like wine. So someone asked Rabbi Yashiv, are you mechayiv to drink wine every day of Chol HaMoed? And he said, yes. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Yashiv's son-in-law, was sitting there, and he said, aye, but what about the Rashi and Erev and Daf Mem? Right, where Rashi and Erev and Daf Mem writes that wine was not shchiach. People didn't have wine so often. And if you have a mitzvah to drink wine every day of Chol HaMoed, so Mastama, they would have had wine. So that's the kasha that Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked. And then they had an exchange of letters back and forth about this nekuda. And Rabbi Yashiv said that maybe Rashi is talking about Bizman Habayis, that wine wasn't shchiach, because Bizman Habayis, they were mekayim simchas yontiv with karbanos, but shelo Bizman Habayis, so then you have to have wine. But Rabbi Simon suggested years ago that maybe the teretz of this kasha is that it's different between Chol HaMoed Pesach and Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Chol HaMoed Pesach, wine isn't shchiach. It's not just because of the way the grape season goes. Chol HaMoed Pesach, wine isn't shchiach, because you don't need wine every day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Once is enough. Chol HaMoed Sukkos, maybe it was shchiach. Right? That was Rabbi Simon's suggestion. Maybe there's a separate mitzvah of Simchas Yontif every day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, because each day is considered a Yontif. But Hayotze, the Keren Ora, is developing a theory that Malacha on Chol HaMoed, it's not that the Malacha itself is Aser. It's that the Malacha on Chol HaMoed will detract from my Simchas Yontif, that's why I can't go to work. Sounds reasonable so far? In Kenem HaDevarim, so that could be the pshat in this Gemara. Av al pi shemetzer achshav smecha hila achar zman. Meaning, I'm doing malacha now. Do I like doing the work now? What am I doing? I'm shechting an animal. Shechting an animal is a pain. It's difficult, no? I'm not happy when I'm shechting the animal, but smecha la achar zman. And the entire yesod of Hilchos Chol HaMoed is based on Simchas Yontif. Right, like the Keren Ora develops. And that might be the pshat in this line of the Gemara, even though your Meitzer Achshav, Smecha Hi La'achar Zman. Sounds reasonable? Now, this idea, right, at the time I'm doing the Malacha, I don't enjoy it. I enjoy the benefit I get later on, the food, the enjoyment, whatever, right, that's going to be Mutter. Most often you don't enjoy the Malacha B'shas Maisa, when you do the Malacha, you enjoy it later on. Right? You, those Malachos on Yontiv that don't produce Simcha on Yontiv are Aser. But those Malachos that will produce Simcha on Yontiv are going to be Mutter. Let me give you a few examples of this Yesod.
Wait, money on Yontiv you have to get, no?
Money?
Like if you work on Yontiv, you're saying it's annoying.
So let's talk about Dover Ha'aveh now, right? Dover Ha'aveh basically means that I'm allowed to work on Chol HaMoed if I'm going to lose something if I don't go to work. Mm-hmm. Now, the Ramban says that Dover Ha'aveh is only if I'll lose something I already have. Not getting profit is not considered a loss. A loss is I have something and I lose it. Some of the poskim say, let's say I have a business and I have steady customers, and I'll close my store for the whole week of Chol HaMoed, so I'll lose my steady customers, that will be mevatel, right? That's a davar ha'aveh, that's a loss. So we ask the kasha, how could davar ha'aveh be permitted on Chol HaMoed? Since when can you do a malacha, potentially a malacha do'iraisa, because you'll lose money? You know what the answer is? If I'm going to lose money by not going to work, so then I want to go to work, and then I'm happy with going to work. Most people don't like going to work. You don't know this yet because you don't work. But most people, like, don't wake up in the morning singing and dancing, hi-ho, hi-ho, I'm off to work, I go. That's like in the movies. That's not normal, right? And even in the movies, it's not normal. It's just weird. Most people are not happy going to work, correct? But when it's davar ha'aved, if I don't go to work, I'll lose money, so then I'll be happy with the going to work. If I don't go, right? That could be the yisod of davar ha'aved.
Isn't that exactly what, like, some Akhula offers mine is, though?
Huh?
The song would not be on Yom Tov. Like, the whole point is that, or, like, when they work to be a davar ha'aved, it's not a davar ha'aved now, it's a davar ha'aved long term. So.
Again, if I lose a customer.
Then right now, it's not affecting you, it's later.
Right now, I'm not so happy, but I'll be happy later on. And that's the heter.
Doesn't later on have to be on Yom Tov?
So, again, it has to be that I have some simcha on Yom Tov. The simcha might be the release of my mental anguish that I know I'm not going to be losing my steady customers. That itself could be the simcha. But the basic yisud that I think we're developing is that this line in the Gemara isn't just a line. This is really hitting at the basic idea of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Liat, you had a comment? Talia, you had something to say? Fine. Let me give you a few other examples of this yisod. On Yom Tov is carrying mutter or aser. So I just said before, carrying is mutter. But carrying is not entirely mutter on Yom Tov, no? I was once walking with my brother-in-law on Yom Tov, and like we're about to walk outside of the Eruv and my brother-in-law was like, oh boy, I gotta get rid of the dirty tissues in my pocket. Because carrying on Yom Tov is mutter if there is some tzorach, if you benefit at all from it. Dirty tissues are presumably completely useless, and therefore you don't benefit at all. Taisus on Daf Yud Beis in Beitza, for example, develops the idea that if it's hotzah shelo l'tzorach klal, it's going to be aser. Carrying on Yom Tov can be usher to some extent. If you're carrying for mamish, no purpose. What about on Chol HaMoed? Is carrying heter gamur or not? Do you have to check your pockets on Chol HaMoed before you go out? Did you ever think about this question? No. Okay. Well, halachic women will think of these questions. Right? So now. I'm sorry. Was that? That wasn't good. I'm just saying that you're not on salivation. That's all I'm saying. That's not like such an insult, no?
Yeah,
that's not an insult. Right? Fair enough.
A little bit of an insult.
Maybe. Right? But the point is, many poskim say that on Chol HaMoed, you don't have to check your pockets before you go outside of the Eruv. Because carrying on Chol HaMoed is like carrying on a regular Wednesday. It's heter gamur. Why? So they bring a lashon of the Sefer Yireim. I gave you a Sefer Yireim and Mitzvah Dalad Shin to look at, no?
Mm-hmm.
And the Ravya. The Yireim writes that the only thing that's usher on Chol HaMoed is malacha that has tircha. Malacha that involves some sort of exertion. Carrying b'derech klal is a malacha that involves zero exertion, no? When I carry, is there any exertion having my keys in my pocket? There's no exertion. There's no tircha. Carrying, in fact, according to many Rishonim, is called a malacha gerua for precisely that reason. There's no exertion, and it still is usher. Again, the Urzarua has a
on
different shot. What?
On Chol HaMoed.
So on Chol HaMoed, carrying is heter gamur, because on Chol HaMoed, the only thing that's usher is a malacha that involves some sort of exertion. If there's zero tircha, it was never ushered on Chol HaMoed.
Something that has tircha is
potentially asr on Chol HaMoed. Something that has no tircha cannot ever be asr on Chol HaMoed. Now, the yesod of this is the same thing. Because tircha equals bitul simcha. Usually, the only thing that will take away my simcha on Yom Tov is if I have some sort of tircha. Whether the tircha is physical or mental, but that will detract from my simchas Yom Tov. The Chazon Ish was very firm, no? The Chazon Ish used to check his pockets before he went out on Chol HaMoed. He was worried about carrying a Chol HaMoed. Johnny? Your cousin didn't recognize the name Shani, by the way.
Yeah, no.
He's like, oh, Shoshana. Like, yeah, okay, fine. Yeah? You had a comment? Okay. So that's the next point. The Chazon Ish, by the way, is l'shitaso. Someone once bought the Chazon Ish a gift, an air conditioner. And, like, if you've ever seen air conditioners from the back, there's, like, always condensation that comes down. So the Chazon Ish would not run his air conditioner on Shabbos or Yontiv, because he was worried that running the air conditioner would be a psik resha, that the condensation would come down and water the grass underneath. Okay. By the way, the story about Rav Steinman is that he refused when someone offered him an air conditioner, no?
For that reason?
I don't think for that reason. I think because Rav Steinman, like, refused all gifts. Like,
so I know.
What?
I don't
know.
What?
Again? I guess so, right? Not bad. But
it's okay.
But the point. we spoke about that.
It wasn't me.
Right, we spoke about that. I tend to be totally spaced out. It's fine. But the point is, the Chazon Ish would not run his air conditioner even on Chol HaMoed, because the Chazon Ish was worried that the condensation of Chol HaMoed would go down and would water the grass. So that machoro is a psikresha. Right?
You know it's going to water the grass.
You know. Whenever you run an air conditioner, you know there's going to be some condensation that goes down.
I can't really put a bag under it or something.
You're too creative.
It's personal.
You can. Of course you can put a bag. He did it. He didn't have a bag. Right? But the point is, the Chazon Ish was worried about Malach and Chol HaMoed, even if the Malach does not have any tircha. According to the Yisod that we're developing, which is found in the Sefer Yerayim, the Rav Yoh has it, the Keren Ora at the beginning of Moed Katan develops this Yisod, only Malach with tircha is going to be Aser, because the Yisod of Malach and Chol HaMoed is something that will detract from my Simchas Yontif. Yeah.
Like, how are we defining simple? Like, for the cousin, you should say, like, it makes me happier to know that I'm being.
So, again, generally speaking, if there's no tircha, if it involves, like, zero exertion, how could that take away my Simchas Yontif?
So, it's a personal.
Right?
Like, use the Rambam in this sense, like, not, like, take away, but, like, add Simcha. You know what I mean? Like, as we were talking about the Rambam, like, right? That means not losing.
Oh, the Ramban, yeah.
Oh, the Ramban.
Okay.
Okay, so not losing, but gaining. As in, like, not losing Simcha, but gaining Simcha.
Possibly. I mean, it would require reformulating some of these ideas, but the basic point is that Malacha, like, striking a match, turning on a light, most assume it's Heter Gomor. You don't have to think twice before you flick a light switch on Chol HaMoed, no? It's Heter Gomor. You never thought about that. Flicking a light on Chol HaMoed? Of course you didn't think about it. There's no Tircha. It's Heter Gomor. The Chazon Ish would have flicked carefully. If the Chazon Ish is worried about not carrying and not doing a psik resha on Chol HaMoed, he would have thought about not striking a match. Now, in the back of this English language Chol HaMoed book that the Lakewood Kollel in Chicago came out with a few years ago, so they developed this whole yisod the way we're developing it, but they asked a kasha. They said, you know, there's a halacha in Hilchos Aveilos at the end of a levaya, the end of a funeral, what you're supposed to do is pick some blades of grass from the ground and you throw it over your shoulder and you say a pasuk v'yatzitzu ke'esev me'a aretz zachar ki afar anachno, that just like the grass is plucked and you throw it down, so when you pluck the grass, it's dead. Then you throw it down, it ends up being like a fertilizer, making other things grow. So also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes people away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows that to generate future growth, that we all grow from the nifter, that death is a temporary thing. That's the idea of Yotzitzu, the Yotzitzu Ke'esef Me'oretz, etc. That's the idea of that thing. At the end of a levaya, we reaffirm our belief in Tchiyas HaMesim, which we believe is a physical Tchiyas HaMesim.
Didn't we also do that on Dachai?
Probably.
Yeah.
Which Gemara?
When it was like talking about Moshe, maybe, how like he has to die so that greater people can come after.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's the same. In other words, that lo hayu also adar ve'uyim, also chait, that they shouldn't have done the sin of the egal. Okay, in order to teach tshuva. So yeah, I mean, there are yisodos in emuna that come up, and we do this at the end of a levaya that we remember tchiyas amazing. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that you should not do this in Chol HaMoed. You don't pluck the grass in Chol HaMoed. So the book, the Chol HaMoed book, asks the kasha, there's no tircha at all in plucking grass. So what's the issur?
Makes you sad.
What?
Maybe.
Maybe it's
the simple.
So does it take? It takes away simple because it's in the context of a levaya. But we do funerals in Chol HaMoed, no?
Yeah,
a funeral Chol HaMoed is a little different than a regular funeral.
Right. That,
you
don't have a funeral.
A funeral home has no hespedin.
So we're limiting it to exactly.
So but let's be honest. Nothing about a funeral involves any simcha, even without a hespedin. Funerals are not fun. I don't want to burst your bubble, but funerals are just not fun. So that's the kasha that they ask. So you're suggesting maybe in context, plucking this grass does not have simcha. But I thought there's a different answer. The Sefer Emek Bracha. He gives this answer. You see, plucking grass is a malach of kuntzer. Usually, I define malachos based on what the malacha is, not based on this specific time when I'm doing the malacha. The malach of hotza'ah generally does not involve tircha. I could theoretically carry a 2,000-pound weight, which involves tircha, but generally, hotza'ah does not involve tircha. Generally, katsira involves tircha. I happen to be doing katsira in a way that there's no tircha, but that doesn't take away the fact that the malacha of kotzer is a malacha that generally has tircha involved, and maybe that's the shot. So the basic idea that I want to develop with you is simply that this line in the Gemara of hanach lehuchos moed, because all of them are Tircha achshav and sameach la'achar zman, right? Or the way the Gemara phrased it, I think that really touches at the fundamental yisod of Chol HaMoed. Just one last point I wanted to make with you about Chanukah, because it relates to last night. I was like chazaring some of the Gemaras about Chanukah, because like it's kind of the holiday that we're in the middle of. And if you remember, we had some conversation about the Rambam's omission of Adam Chashuv throughout Meseches Avodah Zarah. And people asked, well, does the Rambam quote Adam Chashuv elsewhere? So in the first daf from the sugya of Chanukah, Chaf Aleph Amid Beis in Shabbos, right, Amar Rava, Tzarech Ner Acheres Lehishtamish L'Orach. Right, Rava says that you need another candle in order to get Hana'ah from the Ner Chanukah. V'i'ika Medura Lo Tzarech. If there is a madura is like a big fire nearby, saying you don't need a ner acheres because the lights are on already. That will give me hanas. I don't need a ner acheres. V'i adam chashav hu, af agav de'ika madura tzarech ner acheres. If you're an adam chashav who apparently, right, Rashi writes, she'ino rogel lehishtamish l'ar hamadura, so you need a ner acheres even though there is a madura, because the adam chashav doesn't use the madura. I opened the Rambam where this didn't appear. It's Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chanukah Halacha Ches. Zok the Rambam, and Adam Chashav still needs a Ner Acheres, no? So in Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam quotes a din of Adam Chashav. Again, I didn't like take a survey of every time in Shas it says Adam Chashav. Does the Rambam quote it or not? We know that the three places in Avodah Zarah he doesn't quote it. And at least last night when I was reviewing this Gemara, I noticed that the one place in Shabbos that I saw it, I mean, it probably appears like 100 other times in Shabbos, but on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, which I was reading last night, so the Rambam over there quotes the Adam Chashav Din, which, again, buys into what we were developing. Okay, Chevra, so Emir to Hashem, Monday night, my apartment, 6:30, does that sound good? And then we can... What? Sounds like a plan. Okay.